Hello, I'm Eric Harrison from Perth Meditation Centre in Western Australia. These two CDs represent part three of the How to Meditate course that I have developed since 1987. They are designed to make you a confident solo meditator, so you won't need to rely on a group or on guided CDs or even on good circumstances to relax. But firstly, a word of warning. For obvious reasons, don't play this CD while driving. Don't trust yourself to stay alert while also thinking about relaxation. These two CDs will show you how to relax your body and calm your mind whenever you need to, in short bursts during the day. Once you know how, you can easily relax 50% in just 2 or 3 minutes, and stay relaxed for a while thereafter. Nor do you have to interrupt what you are doing. I call these exercises spot meditations because you can do them on the spot wherever you happen to be. You can do them while you walk, shop, wait around, or do exercise or housework. Since each meditation has a lingering after effect, to do them frequently means you can always stay close to that calm, clear state of mind even in a busy day. Nearly everyone nowadays tends to have a narrow view of meditation. We assume that it always involves sitting with our eyes closed for 15 to 30 minutes to achieve a state of physical and mental stillness. This is what we can call a formal meditation. It is a fine experience, well worth striving for, but we hardly ever imagine meditating in any other context. To most people, it seems self-evident that if your eyes are open, or if you are standing or walking, or if you don't meditate for long enough to relax completely, then it can't be a real meditation. This emphasis on long, closed-eyed sittings illustrates the poverty of modern meditation practices. Yoga and Buddhism nowadays tend to give priority to religious and devotional values and good technical teachers of meditation, whether monastic or secular, are very rare. Meditation has become a do-it-yourself, make-it-up-as-you-go kind of activity with little scope. Yet we can see how much has been lost if we just look at the original instructions of the Buddha. Despite their antiquity, and although they were designed for itinerant monks, what strikes us is how clear and practical these instructions are. Firstly, the Buddha said, the monk should spend his morning doing formal meditation under a tree, alternating sitting and walking. He would then meditate while walking to the nearby village, where he did a standing meditation until someone noticed him and gave him food. He then returned to his tree and meditated while he ate, after which he did a lying down meditation. In fact, these are the four classical meditation postures of early Buddhism, namely sitting, walking, standing, and lying down. Once he had perfected these, the Buddha said the monk should then learn to meditate, i.e. to be relaxed, focused, and self-aware, in all the activities in between. He gave a few examples of this, such as standing up, getting dressed, urinating and defecating, sewing the robes, and so on. The Buddha saw this kind of continuous self-observation as the basis for a comfortable way of life and for the kind of clear thought that leads to good decision-making. Our values nowadays differ immensely from those of itinerant monks, but the Buddha's prescription still applies very well. We can't watch ourselves all day long, but we can relax the body and calm the mind in any ordinary activity if we choose to do so. The only constraint is that we need to be alone and looking inwards. In fact, we can even do it in the company of others. in a doctor's waiting room or public transport, for example, so long as we don't have to interact with them. Simple as these exercises are, don't expect to pick them up with a single listening. We can't avoid the fact that any new skill needs practice and time to consolidate. We shouldn't confuse understanding a technique with knowing how to do it repeatedly in live situations. You can count on having to repeat any technique 100 to 200 times over 3 to 6 months to fully embed it in memory. I am assuming that you have already used my starter CDs entitled How to Meditate. People usually, but not always, learn to meditate formally before branching out into spot meditations. If you are starting with these CDs, however, it will be quite enough for you to use your imagination to adapt what you find to your own circumstances and do the practices. If you want a deeper understanding, then my book, The 5-Minute Meditator, explains these exercises in far more detail than I'm able to do here. The first CD contains shorter meditations that you are likely to learn while sitting. The second CD presents longer walking meditations that can easily be put onto an iPod. However, it is good to realize that most meditations can be done in any posture and for any length of time. Whether you focus on the breath for a minute or for an hour, with your eyes open or closed, or while sitting, standing, walking, or lying down, it still remains a breath meditation. Much of the skill of a good meditator comes from being able to transpose what he learns in one situation to many others. Both these CDs are divided into two parts, namely the introductions to the exercises and then the actual guided meditations themselves. The introductions help you get a mental grasp of each exercise before you start doing it. I suggest you listen to them a few times over the first weeks to round out your picture of what you're doing. If you also have a copy of the 5-Minute Meditator, it will help to read the appropriate chapters. The instructions for the guided meditations are simple and stripped down, giving you a bare structure on which you can build your own style of practice. My aim is that you get used to steering yourself when you meditate, without relying on me to guide you each step of the way. Each exercise stands alone, and you should practice them as such when you're not using the CDs. They really are distinct, and it doesn't help to blur them together. Meditation, like any skill, benefits from our ability to make fine distinctions. Nonetheless, I've designed each of these CDs so you can run through a few meditations sequentially as a longer training exercise. When you do this, you will need to make a slight mental adjustment as you move from one track to another. Each meditation starts with three sighs. When you do this as a spot meditation on its own, I encourage you to have big, open-mouthed sighs with the odd yawn thrown in for maximum effect, and to do this little exercise frequently. I encourage my students to do it at least 10 times a day. If you are doing meditation sequentially, however, you can do the initial sighs for each one more gently. We can meditate while walking or while doing simple activities, which necessarily entails having our eyes open. Yet because people invariably learn to meditate with their eyes closed, most of them will get stuck there for life. I've noticed that my students are enormously resistant to meditating with their eyes open if they can possibly have them shut. The downside of this is that they rarely practice frequently enough with their eyes open to get comfortable with active meditations. This could well turn out to be the case with you too. All of these meditations can be done with your eyes open, and most require it. Even if you're practicing while sitting down at home, I suggest that you also get familiar doing them at least occasionally with your eyes open. It is not hard to do, but here are a few pointers. To start with, recognize how your eyes feel when you come out of a closed-eyed meditation. They typically feel loose, a bit sleepy, and out of focus. Once you can recognize this feeling, with a little practice, you will be able to evoke it at will, even when you're outside, in a public place, or walking around. There are three things you can do to accelerate this effect when you want to meditate. Firstly, you stop your eyes moving around. You let them settle where they naturally land on a point in front of you. A spot on the carpet or the leg of a chair will do fine. If you're walking, you focus on an object in the distance. But don't let your eyes shift at random as they usually would, or you'll get distracted immediately. Secondly, you can gently examine what you're looking at to keep your gaze fixed there. Get curious about it. Check out color and shape and so on. Thirdly, and simplest of all, you can let your eyes glaze over slightly. This feels very relaxing, but it shouldn't mean that you space out. You should still be quite alert enough to notice whatever you need to in the environment. If you practice occasionally with your eyes open, even with the CDs at home, you will find it so much easier to do in the live situations.